This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
I am weird,
dude. You are weird.
Mr. Dale Earnhardt Jr.
That family picnic sometimes gives you more than just a potato salad.
That's the voice of my co-host and one of my best friends in the whole wide world, Mike Davis.
We're screwed.
What does that mean?
No, we're not standing in a box together in our underwear. Are you kidding me, Mike?
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike Davis here. It's Tuesday, October 10th, 2023, episode 497. You know, October 10th is a meaningful day around here. It's Dale Jr.'s birthday. Happy birthday, Dale. 49th, I believe. But yeah, it's Dale Jr.'s birthday, so he's not in town today. He's off celebrating that. Good for him. So we're going to do something totally different today. We're going to have our Dirty Mo Live crew sit in here and do dirty air for us, because we have a lot to talk about still. Now, if you don't know, Dirty Mo Live is another show on the Dirty Mo platform. It's a podcast. It's also a live weekly YouTube show hosted by Andrew Kerlin and our social guy, Dalton Greco. You hear Dale talk about Dalton all the time. And also our producer for Actions Detrimental and Dirty Mo Doe, Travis Rockholt. And I'll sit in with him today, because why not? I'm here. It's not my birthday. I'm working. So, yeah, Dirty Mo Live will take over Dirty Air today. It's a fun show. Listen, they're going to drink beer, and I might as well crack one with them. It's very loose. It's not the same as The Download. It's just, it could get off the rails. But this is something that we wanted to do for today since Dale's gone. Also, since it's Dale's birthday, we have an idea. And that is, instead of getting Dale something for his birthday, let's get fans something for Dale's birthday, right? I mean, Dale Jr., he's doing well for himself. What are you going to do? What are you going to buy Dale that he doesn't already have? Well, the fact of the matter is, Dale would love it if we actually let the fans be the gift receivers. And so we have a retail store right here at Junior Motorsports where we do The Download, and we've got the doors open to the studio here. And so if some fans come in, we may just go ahead and buy their merch for them. And if you're one of the few people that come at us and say that we should have fans on the show, maybe today's the day. If we're buying gifts, they want to talk, maybe we have fans on the show today. So that's what The Download's going to be today. It's going to be different. So we're going to probably talk about the Roval, but this is what it is. And by the way, tomorrow there will be another episode, 498. This is another business of motorsports, specifically the business of owning and operating a local racetrack. This is a fantastic conversation. You will not want to miss it. Kelly and I talked to Ashley Burnett, the owner and operator of Millbridge Speedway. You probably have heard of Millbridge. It's a local track here. A lot of these NASCAR drivers' kids are getting their teeth cut right there at Millbridge Speedway, including Kelly's own son, Wyatt Miller. So we have a fantastic conversation to give you tomorrow with Ashley. That's then. Today's Dirty Air with the Dirty Mo Live crew. Enjoy.
All right.
To you.
Happy birthday.
No, we can't sing that. We can't legally sing that. Can you?
Can't legally sing that?
I don't think you can.
You can, yes. That's really? Not owned.
No, I don't know.
Oh.
You can sing happy birthday all day long on
Welcome
TV.
Welcome to Dirty Mo Live. For those tuning in, it is 9:32 and the beers have just been opened. You ready to go?
It's a good day at work.
Tastes good. Wait, we're working today?
I mean,
Dale's not here.
Yeah. Dale's not here.
Boss man's
well,
gone.
It's a Dirty Mo Live DJD crossover this morning in the Bojangles studio. It's very exciting. Andrew Curlin here, Travis Rockhold, Dalton Greco, and of course, Mike Davis. Welcome.
Dude, we're drinking beer at 9:30
drinking
in the morning.
Drinking beer at 9:30 in the morning.
I like where we're at with this. Mm-hmm. I like what we've grown into.
Beer too, right?
You know, we do have a beer toast today.
Oh, jeez. Yeah,
I'm well aware. Nobody gets more excited about beer toast at JRM than me.
Nope. Travis has become JRM's biggest fan in the matter of months.
The moment Sam Mayer took the checkered flag, and like I was at the track, like not even a chance for TV delay, I got a text from Travis saying beer toast.
Yep.
How can you chug beer?
I'm not a big chugger.
$100 if you chug that beer right there.
Ooh.
That's easy money.
Is there a time?
That's easy money. You just got to just.
Well, yeah. What do you define chug?
Just, it's got to be empty. Go.
I'm not good. It's going to fail.
Go, $100 right now.
Come on. Channel Luke Combs.
Oh,
wow. Nothing.
Come on.
You can't talk in my backswing.
Wow. What backswing?
You talked in my backswing.
All right, Tiger, calm down. Good Lord.
Dude, that was pathetic.
Travis, you're supposed to be a pro.
Quiet on the set. I'm chugging beer.
One, I told you I'm not a chugger, and then as soon as I go.
What do you do at a party? Like, everyone be quiet. I'm about to drink this beer. Turn the music off.
I don't chug beers, though. I'm not a chugger.
Do you want a mulligan? No. Do you want a mulligan?
Shotgun?
All right, here he goes. He's lining it up. You hear the gulps?
Yeah, you can.
Yo.
Oh, my God.
You hear a hard gulper.
That is pathetic.
Mike, we were talking about ASMR before. I was, we got a little taste of it right there.
Yeah, what if while Dale was gone, we did the whole show ASMR?
Jeez. Yeah. Hello, everybody.
Hello, friends.
Welcome to Dirty Air.
What did you think about the robe?
All right, we got to stop.
Yep. It's creepy.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it is.
It's creepy.
We should tee up the fact that Dale is not here.
No.
Wishing him a very happy
birthday. Wait a second. What is it?
Yeah.
Bojangles!
Yes.
Bojangles! Bojangles Studios.
Bojangles.
I already.
Did you do it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I just
did
made
you?
Sure of it. You know,
yeah.
This. I don't believe it's been officially done now. Bojangles Studio. Thank you, Bojangles, for sponsoring Dirty Air. I know you prefer if Dale were here. But I got to be honest.
We're what you got.
But listen, it is Dale's birthday, and hopefully he's having a good time wherever he is. And we have sponsor obligations, and we also had a cutoff race. So, Andrew, we're here.
We are here.
I don't know if anybody's going to watch or listen. But
I highly doubt it.
But we're going to drink.
If they are, they're going to have a good time. That's,
yeah,
we can promise them that.
I hope. By the way, I'm feeling a little giving. I'm feeling, what is that?
Oh.
What is it? Yeah. You know, if it's Dale's birthday, I think we should give away stuff, but to fans.
Oh, very cool.
I mean, a birthday gift that doesn't go to Dale.
That's the extent of the thought I put into this.
Oh, so instead of giving Dale a gift, you're giving
fans a gift.
A gift.
That's right, for Dale's birthday.
Me birthday, Sue birthday.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
By the way, tuning into the YouTube chat, Reese said it's 6:30 in Oregon, and they are also cracking a cold one
for
Dale Jr.'s birthday. So that's even earlier.
You want?
Oh, man.
I could do a second shot. I could give you cash if you could drink a whole beer without burping.
Oh,
that's easy. Wait, like I don't have to chug it?
How is that easy?
I don't know. It's hard. It's
what do you mean not
test?
Burping?
Yeah, you know what? I don't want to be the one to have to stare at you and see if you're
see
you
if know, he's burping.
Right.
And then we gotta go to instant replay to see if that was a burp or not.
Yeah. Right, can we roll that back? Please?
Forget that. But I'm saying is that this is what we should do, and I haven't put a whole lot of thought to it, but we can talk about it right now.
This is some of our best ideas.
Yeah.
Dale's birthday. What are you gonna buy him? Right. What are you gonna buy him? And there's an answer to that. You could probably buy him an old raggedy t-shirt. He would love it. But we should try to come up with a way in which we buy stuff for fans. And to be honest with you, we could do it on YouTube with the people listening or watching right now. And we have the store door open to next to our studio. The store, the retail store is adjacent to our studio here. I don't know. I might just go buy somebody like $500 worth of gear.
Yeah. Dang.
Somebody I'm going to leave and go into the store.
Yeah. Travis, go walk out.
Am I eligible?
You had your shot at money, and you whiffed.
You're just talking about backswing.
Twice.
Yeah, you suck.
Talking your backswing.
You suck.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
You lost that one, too.
I feel like I'm sitting next to DBC over here.
Right.
Just burps and snorts and everything.
So, okay.
You got any fireball?
Our fan, 00, he said... you know, after Mike just teed that up, there's going to be a bunch of fans walking in tipsy into the shop, into the gift shop.
This would be the time to do it.
Yeah. This would be the time. This,
I mean, I'm feeling charitable. I'm feeling giving. I want to give. I want to celebrate Dale's birthday, and let's do it with fans.
Yeah.
First person that shows up, I will buy
$88.
Listen, here's the thing. I would like it if they would come on and explain, you know, talk to us, because this, we are doing a podcast here. But we'll say the first person that shows up, I'll go in. How much? How much do I buy?
How much money? It's not my money.
You did say $500.
I'll figure it out in the store based off of a number of factors, like okay. If, you know, if it's a big family and all that right. stuff, you know, we'll figure it out.
Experience the thrill of the racetrack like you're in the driver's seat with DraftKings Sportsbook. Bet on your favorite racers and feel the rush of every pass, pit stop, and victory like never before. Right now, new customers can turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. Bet $5 on anything to score big, no matter what goes down on the track. The stakes are high as the round of 8 kicks off this week in Las Vegas for the Cup Series, and a win here for a playoff driver locks you into the Final Four. And with so much on the line, you need to tune in to Dirty Mo' Dough as they handicap the field and recommend bets to watch. With props, parlays, and more, there'll be action to follow all race long. The racing action doesn't stop till the checkered flag drops. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and join with code DALE. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. That's code DALE, only on DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. For state-specific disclaimers, check the show notes. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See dkng.co/autoracing for eligibility, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Do we want to talk about the race?
Yeah. Roval. I was there. It was good to be back at the racetrack. And, man, it seems like everyone has mixed opinions on the Roval. Like, what did you guys think of it watching it on TV? Because I know I have my thoughts of being there in person.
Well,
meh.
I mean, After I basically completely crapped all over it last week, I mean, it was a somewhat entertaining race. It gave me a little bit of life, but I don't think it was enough to make me change my mind.
Where were you entertained at?
Some of the wrecks, and there was a little bit of close racing on
the
restarts.
So a couple people spinning out in the back?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying, listen, I didn't say it was a feature film. I'm not going to give it a standing ovation, but in the years past, it was terrible.
Would you have voted yes or no on the good race poll?
I voted no.
I would have voted no.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mike?
I would have voted on whether you thought Dale was sick or not.
Yeah.
That would have been the poll.
He's the boss. I think he was sick.
Does he get paid time off? That's what I want to know.
That's a good question. How many PTO
do you get PTO?
Yeah,
you
how many vacation
does he accrue it the longer he works? Like, is that how it works?
Does he accrue? Right. He's been at NBC several years. I think he's so probably accrued a nice little.
He might have 3 PTO races right at this point. Yeah.
Dang. I mean, it's his birthday and he gets sick.
It's a little questionable.
I think he was sick.
No, he was sick.
he said he had fever.
He's actually been kind of sounding awful for a couple weeks. Ever since we got back from Pennsylvania,
yeah,
to be honest with
nothing
you,
I could tell
he was starting to go,
yeah,
on the same day as that Lernerville trip.
That's right, and but then if you catch a fever, you can't go to work.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
well,
listen, I thought the race was mildly entertaining.
The
end is always better than the beginning,
but the end wasn't entertaining.
Byron was chasing him.
Byron
was chasing him down. I mean, again, you gotta if you appreciate racing. and not just, you know, entertain me like all the kids want these days.
Right. That was my argument.
You know, you're watching a race. I like the Roval. I'm sorry. I like when Marcus Smith comes up with big ideas. And I like, you know, I liked it. It's a cutoff race. Yeah, I'm not going to bang on it. I think that, you know, I like watching racing.
Mike, I'm with you in terms of, you know, I was a little skeptical going in with the last two road course races, really only having two natural cautions combined between the two of them. But this exceeded my expectations for the Roval for what the road course package looked like this year. Plus, I don't know, being there, it always is more entertaining because you've got, I mean, I've said to this day, being at the Roval in the infield is the closest I have ever been to race cars at full speed in the middle of a cup race. That's fair. You are.
Wasn't it eventful, Travis, for Denny? I mean, like, you saw him, like, piling it on in there.
Too deep.
I mean, that was entertaining.
Did you see Jeb Burton tweeted him back?
Yeah. And, but he was wrong.
And Denny wasn't even referring to Jeb Burton.
All right, y'all, if you're going to talk about tweets, you got to say what they are.
So Denny on Saturday tweeted, too deep. Dalton, what time did he tweet that at?
Like 2:30.
What time did the Xfinity race start?
3 o'clock.
Wow.
Not about you, Jeb.
It was during practice. Denny said he went, or qualifying, he said he went too deep. So he tweeted that, too deep, ... And then after the cup race, or after Denny drove it in too deep and then ended up breaking his toe length, Jeb Burton quoted him and said, too deep, ... And everybody was like, he's not even referring to you, man. Like, I don't know. If you're going to talk crap on Twitter, just make sure you got it right.
If you're going to be petty, you got to be accurate.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Was Denny petty on Actions Detrimental this
week? I didn't think he was petty at all. I think he was accurate.
That's one way to put it.
It was the past probably two or three episodes have been the best. They're finding their footing. And this week, talking about the scheduling, talking about Jeff Gordon, I mean, it was an entertaining episode.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree with Denny. And I want to go on the record. Not that anybody cares. Nobody's looking at my record.
Mike.
But I like it when we defend a driver being true to themselves. I will die on that hill. I've said it many times. Listen, I'm not saying I got to agree with him. I'm saying is that there's Denny's approach to how to engage with a fan base. And then there's the Jeff Gordon approach. And Jeff Gordon was very vocal about he doesn't agree with the way Denny goes about that.
But he's fine with it if it's not at Hendrick, which is.
So what do you think the rationale is behind that? Like,
because they want to
because
they want to operate like the New York Yankees, where they're very
buttoned up. Yeah.
But they want the sport to grow, and so you're going to need some drivers to show.
Hendrick wants a consistent product with their drivers. So, I mean, when you get someone like a Denny or, you know, anybody that's outspoken in that sense, you're not getting consistency across the board of, I know what I'm going to get, like you do with a Larson or an Elliott or a Byron or Bowman. I mean, Bowman's got the most character, you know, in that group, I would say. But some sponsors and teams like guys who are outspoken and fun, and some don't. But right. I will say on Twitter, you would be surprised by how many people responded to the tweet of Denny saying what he said of, you know, we're stunting growth, we're stunting star power, who said, man, I can't stand Denny Hamlin, but he's right on here. Yeah. I mean, so many people.
Yeah, I can agree with Denny, by the way, without disagreeing that that's the Hendrick culture and that Jeff Gordon's right in how he – look, he runs that company. He and Rick Hendrick, they get to decide what they want in their drivers. The question I have, and this is just fun for conversation, and hopefully, you know, interesting enough for anybody listening or watching this, is would Dale Jr. driving at Hendrick Motorsports had made them nervous being as outspoken as he was? Now, you could say that Denny and Dale Jr. are not the same. I would agree. Mm-hmm. Some might say Denny's a little more controversial than Dale Jr. would choose to be. I would agree with that. But Dale Jr. also cannot tell a lie. Dale Jr. is going to be as completely transparent. He cannot hide feelings. He wears them on the sleeve. So, you know, Dale Jr. would get out of a race car and in those post-race interviews, just sort of let her fly sometimes. Yep. Everybody remembers the Talladega post-race interview when he was in the crash.
Yep.
And everybody, you know, yeah. So I'm just saying, I wonder if Dale Jr. would fit into that Hendrick culture today.
Would you say that the Hendrick culture has shifted since Dale departed too?
I would say it shifted when Jeff became
took over.
Yeah. I think that's what probably. I'm sure it did. Yeah. By the way, probably for the better for the business. I'm not dogging Hendrick at all.
It's working.
Who's going to sit there and say that their mentality or their approach to running racing is not right?
We're going to.
They do them. Denny does Denny. And it's completely different.
Yeah. I just found it odd that Jeff would make the comment.
Well,
that's kind of a distraction.
What's the context? Was he asked?
It was. I didn't see the question. I saw the clip on SiriusXM NASCAR that they tweeted out. I didn't see the question though. But
I think the question matters. Mm-hmm. I do. I think if he's answering it.
Yeah, but you could easily say, "I'm not here to talk about how another driver operates. He's not my driver."
But we don't want that. I mean, we want honesty.
But you can't come out and say that's a distraction. Blah blah blah. Like you can't. He said you can't by critique another driver. That's being a distraction to your like.
Maybe, yeah. Listen, I think Denny said it best. Jeff's well within his right to have that opinion and then voice that opinion. And Denny's well within his right to be how he approaches everything. My whole point, I don't know. The thing I was getting defensive about, and I didn't know if I needed to be defensive, was Jeff talking about Denny on a podcast. And he never said the podcast. Mm-hmm. He never said action's detrimental. But I wonder, I couldn't help to ask, if I wanted to go get a Hendrick Motorsports driver to do a Dirty Mo Media podcast, would that be able, is that even a possibility? The answer to that is no.
You have to think that part of it is the podcast because Denny did get fined for comments on a podcast.
Sure.
So I'm guessing,
it could be part
I'm
of it.
I'm guessing right. That's part of it.
Yeah, avoid any and all risk approach, even if it doesn't necessarily mean the most fun way of doing it.
Yeah.
That's what I meant
by consistency. If it's like they're raising their floor, right? Like, so like they're all at the same level, whereas you have other drivers who are doing a lot of this with their comments and opinions. And
that's why I didn't like when like Ross Chastain was kind of
exactly
reined in. I want Ross to be out there and be kind of reckless because it's entertaining and it helps the sport.
And look at Hendrick's driver lineup. I mean, you have Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott, arguably the two most popular drivers in the sport right now. Not to say that Byron and Bowman are, but they're absolutely leading that ship in terms of popularity. Denny Hamlin gets mostly boos on Sundays. Yeah.
I think he's gaining a lot of fans though too. I don't know if he's gaining more haters. I think the haters are just being louder. I think he's actually gaining more fans. I think because he's telling people though to either boo or cheer loud, those boos are louder, but it's not like there's a lot more.
But with Hendrick, they've never really known the role of the bad guy. You know? There's never been
Wait a second. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah. Bedine.
Hendrick.
Brian Vickers.
Hendrick has always...
At least my modern... Back when my Dale, modern day Hendrick that I've known.
Yeah, that's fair. But when Dale Jr. was at DEI...
Kyle Busch.
When Jeff Gordon and Dale Earnhardt, who do you think was the bad guy? I know who the Man in Black was, but I think Jeff Gordon got booed.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Dale Earnhardt got cheered. And then they made a business of it.
Yeah, and then you had...
But that wasn't a distraction,
post,
according to Jeff.
Yeah, post-Talladega when Brian Vickers cleaned out Jimmy and Dale. I mean, he was not liked from that point forward. Kyle Busch with his hand.
Kyle Busch
was a big one at Hendrick that was not liked. And then you had Jimmy and Mark Martin and stuff like that, and Dale, of course, who are much more likable guys. But they've had their fair share of guys that were not liked.
I mean, hell, their teammates sometimes get into issues.
Hey, listen, let's settle this on the track. That's what I want to do. I want Denny versus Bowman in Phoenix.
What? Bowman.
Denny versus Bowman.
No, I didn't mean Bowman. Byron.
Mm. No, we no.
That's how entertaining they are. I get them confused.
You want Denny versus Kyle.
I want
Phoenix.
I don't know. Kyle. I don't know.
I mean, most likely it's going to be Kyle and Byron in the finals.
Right.
Yeah.
Denny and then the fourth probably.
Yeah.
If we're being realistic.
Right. Right. Hey, downloaders, listen, if you are feeling the urge to squeeze in one more NASCAR race weekend this year before the season's over, listen, go to Las Vegas. I'm telling you what, there are many reasons to go to Las Vegas. It's easy, first of all, logistically. I don't care where you are in the country. You can fly to Vegas and you can get an affordable flight. It's easy enough. But listen, at the racetrack, there is so much going on. Let me give you some reasons. First and foremost, the weekend starts on Friday with Free Friday in the Fan Zone. You can come see the Hall of Parade, the Xfinity Series practice, qualifying, free beer. I said free beer. Did someone say free beer? I said free beer at the Budweiser Clydesdale South Point display. By the way, Friday night, you can just make your way on over to Westgate Resort and Casino and check out Dirty Mo Live. We'll be there. Dale Jr., myself, the Door Bumper Clear guys. It's going to be fun. That's Friday night at Westgate Resort and Casino. I think this starts at 7 o'clock maybe. But plenty of time after the activities at the track, you can make your way over there. Then on Saturday, of course, get back over to the track. The ALSCO 302 Xfinity Series playoff race. That'll be the start of the round of eight as some of NASCAR's next generation of superstars will look to clinch their spot in the final four. Hey, following the ALSCO 302, fans will be treated to a post-race concert in our Fan Zone by the country star, Tim Duggar. You need to throw an echo on the Duggar part. Duggar. Tim Duggar's going to be playing. Man, I'm telling you what, Tim Duggar in Vegas. I like it.
Good show.
I love it. Hey, Alex, we've drank a few beers with Tim Duggar in Las Vegas.
Good time.
Never a dull moment with Duggar. And then, of course, Sunday. NASCAR Cup Series playoff race, the South Point 400. You'd be on the lookout for the Vegas Super Bowl commemorating the Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas as it drives on the same track that the NASCAR Cup Series playoff drivers will battle for the win. This is NASCAR Vegas style. Glitz, glamour, and gasoline. Las Vegas Motor Speedway, South Point 400 weekend, October 13th and 15th. Get your tickets today at LVMS.com. Again, LVMS.com. See you out there.
Person in the store.
What's your name?
Rico.
Rico?
Yes.
Hey, listen, Rico. It's Dale Jr.'s birthday today.
Oh, nice.
And I'm buying people $100 worth of gear in there. Okay. I'm going to come up there and tell Shannon that you get $100 worth of whatever you want. Nice. But do you want to come on to the – do you want to say something in the mic? We're live. Come here, Rico. Here. You come take my place for a second. You interview Rico while I go settle up at the cashier. This is for Dale's birthday.
All right.
Happy birthday, Dale. Come on in, Rico.
Rico!
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Welcome.
How are
you? How's it going, Rico?
Doing good.
You sit down, throw them headphones on.
There he is.
Did he get him?
All right. Rico, where are you from?
I'm from Houston, Texas.
Bring that mic towards you.
And then flip one of the ears over. You got it. Yeah. Houston. What brings you here?
Came to the Robo, actually.
Oh, yeah? What'd you think?
It was great. Great experience. I was at Charlotte for the first time. So first time being in the area.
Very cool.
So first time Roval experience.
Yeah.
Was it good? Yes or no?
So like,
I liked it.
Yeah.
It was a great experience.
I think being there at the track is completely different than watching it on TV. Yeah. Where'd you watch the race from?
I was in the Ford grandstand. So I was like on row 21. I was able to see the whole track. It was great.
That is the neat part about the Roval, that you can see the whole track. I would agree with that. That's what Bob Pockers was saying. That's what makes it a little bit different.
Yeah.
Is that in a lot of road courses, you can't see the whole track. So you just see him come by and you're like, well, I'll see him in another minute.
Yeah, and I'm from Houston, so one of my home tracks is COTA.
Oh, cool.
Which is great. However, it's like, you see the cars pass by like every 2 minutes or so. So this was definitely a great experience.
Who's your driver? Did you say it?
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Okay.
All right.
Who's your active driver?
It's his birthday today.
Yeah, that's awesome. Happy birthday, Jr. And then my favorite active driver is Daniel Suarez.
Okay, cool. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
He calls the scene on Sunday.
Yeah, he's good at that.
Yeah.
There's some times where I'm like, ooh, man. But, yeah, so ever since Junior retired, just kind of been here and there. But Suarez has really caught my attention. But for sure, favorite Xfinity team. I follow Junior Motorsports everywhere.
Gotcha.
So.
Nice.
Is this your first race you've been to, or you've been to?
No, I've been to multiple.
Okay.
My home track is Texas Motor Speedway and COTA. I go to those every year. It's super fun.
What's your favorite?
Texas Motor Speedway for sure.
Wow.
I'm an oval person. However, I haven't been to other ovals. I know Texas has its reputation about not being great right now with the package and everything, but for sure, love Charlotte. And after Sunday, I'm like, man, it'd be cool to be here for the 600. So planning on maybe doing that next year.
Oh, yeah, you have to. Yeah, for sure.
I almost wonder, maybe that's why we keep the ovals, because it's going to, I mean, there's a reason you go to one and then you got to, now he's going to come back to see an oval race here.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So would you go back to the Roval again?
Yes. Yeah. It was a great experience. I didn't have really anything negative to say about it. I thought the track was great. So much history. I love
Marcus
Charlotte,
Smith plant.
So
yeah. Is this so? Yeah. Okay. Well, I think the argument that a lot of people make is that the Oval just has a better product right now.
Yes.
So,
and I would say if they were to change it to an Oval, I would probably prefer that. But I mean, if I had the chance to go to the Roval, I would
heard
still
it here
go.
First.
I like this. So.
Yeah. I still like the Roval. All right, so my votes, I don't know.
We were talking about our championship four and who we think is going to win. Right now with the eight, who's going to be the champion?
Here, we've got a list of the eight just in case. My God, I've got like 80 papers.
There's your eight right there.
You got them? Yeah, okay.
Honestly, I'm...
Or who are you rooting for?
I was listening to Hamlin's podcast today, and I'm rooting for Buescher, Texas guy.
Okay.
He's one of the remaining ones in the playoffs, but I think Martin Truex is going to wake up this round of eight.
Oh, interesting.
And make a really good run for the championship.
So before you walked in, I was betting against Truex, and then I've kind of gone back against it. He's got points on his side. He's at three good tracks, and you're the second person to say Truex is going to do something good. So I might have to be careful about what I say. Yeah. Well, we'll let you go shopping and pick out something you like.
Go get something good.
Yeah.
We'll get an Action Detrimental t-shirt.
Ooh. Yeah, ooh, we'll see, yeah.
That's true. Travis trying to push some Dirty Mo sales here.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a big fan of Dirty Mo, big fan of all the podcasts here. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah,
of course, man.
Thanks for coming.
Awesome. Thank you.
Nice to meet you, Rico. Very cool.
Yeah.
Rico. Look, magic happens here on Dirty Mo Live, you know?
Let's get to Vegas.
You two are going to Vegas, right?
Something fun on Friday.
We are going to Vegas. And, by the way, Andrew Curlin, big responsibility.
Yeah, can I say, we have not said what I'm doing
I think you should. I think you should. We haven't teased it at all.
We haven't said any. No one would be knowing that I'm going to Vegas.
Yeah. Does it change a thing?
No.
If they know you're going to Vegas.
Ticketmaster just shut down. They found out Andrew Curlin's going to be
there. I'm just saying, I have not shared what I'm doing in Vegas. I mean, I've told people, but
I've told
not publicly.
Just well, not on Dirty Mo Live.
I'm going to be running the damn ship.
Yeah, you are going to be running it. But the fact of the matter is that...
Herding cattle.
Right. We expect a big performance out of you. Listen, it's Friday night, Westgate. There's still tickets available. You can see Andrew. You can go for Andrew. But there's others there, too.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Dale Jr. is going to be there.
Scratch out Dale Jr. It's Andrew
it
and
is
friends.
Called, yeah, it's not called Andrew and Friends. It's called Dale Jr. and Friends. And
I'm a friend.
And you are. Listen, we need to go ahead and just talk about the Ticketmaster link right now, because I need people on this YouTube and anybody that's listening to this, come to the show. We are building a show that I think is going to be once in a lifetime. I say once in a lifetime, I can promise you it's not going to happen a second time. It's not. It's going to happen once. We're going to get the door bumper clear, guys, myself, Dale Jr., Andrew Curlin, maybe another person. And the fact of the matter is we're going to share things. Anybody talks about they want us all to do a show together, this is it. We're not doing it as a podcast.
Yeah.
You're not going to find it on YouTube. You got to come to the show. By the way, it's a cheap ticket. Mm. It's a cheap ticket. It's like $100 ticket. And you get drinks. Free drinks, Travis.
Two free drinks
with
Travis
your ticket,
might be flying
with your
out.
Ticketmaster voucher. This is going to be a lot of fun. It's Friday night, 7:00 Vegas time. And we're going to go several hours. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then afterwards, we're going to probably hang out. At least I am. I don't got nowhere else to go. I'm going to hang out. We're going to, drink some beers. So it's going to be a good time.
I will say this show is kind of like everybody that always says, like, man, I'd love to just sit down and have a beer with Dale Jr., the DBC guys.
That's what this is.
Pretty much that show.
We're going to be drinking the
stories
whole show.
That wouldn't be told on
we
the
will
podcast.
Be, exactly. We'll be hammered at the end of the show.
Promise we'll be, you that.
So if Door Bumper Clear guys do what they do sober on the show. Well, they may be a little, not sober. Yeah.
Oh, man.
No,
I'm just saying, to your point, if you get a few drinks in them,
there'll be a few drinks in them.
I think
so,
just a few at least.
We're going to do a lot of engagement directly with the people in the audience. It's just going to be a blast, man. It's going to be fun.
And the best, my favorite part about this is there's no bleep button. I mean, what you see is what you get.
Right. Right, which is why it's only going to happen once.
Yeah, that's right.
They're not going to have us back. Right. They're not going to have us back. The good news is that we're planning the show to not be had back.
I mean, when you got nothing to lose.
To not be had back, right. So come out to Vegas, Westgate Resort, 7 o'clock. DirtyMo.com/live, right?
Yep. DirtyMoMedia.com/live.
I'm sorry. DirtyMoMedia.com/live. DirtyMoMedia.com/live. You can go click a link, go right there, buy tickets, be there Friday night. And if you are going to be around for the weekend, and maybe you're going to go to the race that weekend, that's awesome. Vegas is going to have a they're going to have a race, but they ought to go because of our Westgate show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, this has been a fun Dirty Mo Live, but before we leave, let's play Crack the Greco. I mean, listen, Crack the Greco, also known as Make Dalton Greco Laugh. He's a stone cold assassin, very unhappy guy in general. I'm kidding, of course. The fact of the matter is that we like to have commenters on YouTube make jokes, say things, have Andrew Carlin read them to see if Dalton Greco thinks they're funny. And here we go. Andrew, what's the first comment?
Why doesn't Dale let Dalton drive a car? Because the only thing Dalton is good at is accelerating his own ego.
Okay.
I can't believe that.
They cracked everybody but Dalton, but that's a good start. That's a good start.
Jake, that was funny.
Yeah.
I got my stepladder the other day. I never knew my real ladder. That's a good one.
I don't play around, man.
I love this.
This is legit.
I love this. Keep it coming. All right. Keep trying to do this.
I don't want anybody to get anything.
Do I have to bring out the assets again?
Listen, I don't want anybody to get anything for Dale's birthday. I want to win the prize.
Listen, $500 to whoever can crack Dalton Greco for Dale's birthday.
Right?
$500.
Yeah. Hey, why is Dalton like a NASCAR crash? They're both a total wreck. Ha, 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 ha.
It's not going to get me.
Nobody's going to get any money. You guys got to step it up.
This joke is for Travis.
Double O gets
what do you call, what do you do when a Michigan graduate knocks at your door? You pay him for the pizza.
That's a good one.
What do Dalton and Google have in common? They both just know f***ing everything.
Sound like my dad.
I'm loving this.
What do Dalton and the Scarecrow from Wizard of Oz have in common? They both act like they have a stick up their ass.
I like that.
You can see it coming from a mile away.
You know what?
I've
learned something about myself. I am amused by the Dalton roasting.
I'm glad that's good for you.
I didn't know that about myself until now, but I like the Dalton roasting.
Yeah.
Mike, did you pick who's going to win Vegas?
Ty Dillon.
Yeah.
Jeez. No, I really believe it.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You don't.
I do. I think he's due.
Okay, I'll bet you. I will.
I just make Greco crack. I just make Greco crack. I just won the money.
You win the $500.
We got to send it to Ty Dillon.
Yeah.
Listen.
Be the first prize he's got this year.
He's due.
He's not due.
He's due. All right, so nobody was able to crack Dalton Greco. I don't think we can go. Yeah, I did, but you know.
But you don't. Yeah.
Yeah. I win the prize. So close us down.
Word. Well, thank you all for tuning in and everyone who stopped by in the JRM gift shop.
Thank you, Rico.
I would love to have someone on every week. And yeah. I think we typically go live like what? Wednesday?
Wednesday's around 3-ish.
Wednesday's around 3. So if you're in the area, stop on by and we'd love to bring you on the show for a little bit.
All right, downloaders, I hope you enjoyed our show today. Thank you so much to the Dirty Mo Live crew. That was fun. And again, it's a different show. You can subscribe to that show wherever you get your podcast. Also catch them on YouTube Live each week. They do it throughout the week. So just keep an eye on that. Follow our social media handles. Dale, happy birthday. Hope he enjoys his time off and look forward to having him back in studio next week. Don't forget tomorrow. Wednesday, that is going to be the business of motorsports, particularly the business of running and operating a short track. That is a lot of fun. Going to enjoy that. I hope you do as well. Also, Westgate Resort, I really hope to see you guys there. Dale and I have been putting a lot of work into building the show with the Door Bumper Clear guys. We have some other guests coming. So listen, Ticketmaster has the tickets. You can also go to DirtyMoMedia.com/live, DirtyMoMedia.com/live. And get your tickets right there. It's this Friday at Westgate Resorts and Casino, 7 o'clock. Really hope to see you there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And with that said, we're going to end the show today with Andrew Curlin. Man on the Street from the Corey LaJoie Kickball Classic. That was last Thursday. Andrew made his rounds, had a lot of funny conversations. Enjoy it, and we'll talk to you later.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Ryan. I am from Ohio.
Steve Letard, all the way across in Cornelius. A little bit of a drive to here.
Yeah. Okay.
What's my name? Where am I from?
Yeah, it's an important question.
I am Bubba Wallace, and I am from Concord, North Carolina.
We've got a big game coming up. What's the most important stretch to get ready for kickball?
I think a lot of guys pull their hamstrings playing this game. Yeah, because you know you're kicking like this.
Uh-huh.
I feel like a lot of guys tear it. I'm getting to the age where I got to stretch.
You got to be careful.
This one's good.
This is a good
this
one. You got to get your hamstrings.
Yes,
you know?
For sure.
You sit down and you're leaning on your thighs, sure. Yeah, that one.
Well, for me, I think I'm the coach. So I do, red leather, yellow leather, so I can yell specifically and to the point so they listen.
So wait, what?
Red leather, yellow leather.
And you just got to say this fast as possible.
Four or five times, you'll be warmed right up.
Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather. Red, yellow.
Yeah, see, it's not as it looks.
That's hard. You're really working them triceps right there.
I'm working it right there.
You can touch your toes, I can't. What did you say?
Oh, yeah, I got you. I got you beat here.
Yeah.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Slugger Kyle. No, my name's Kyle Petty.
Connor Daly from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Hi, my name's Dave. I'm from the great state of Indiana.
What the f*** does Kyle Petty have to do with kickball?
Listen, the only person that asked it was Dale Jr., and he made a t-shirt of it, and that t-shirt paid for my vacation last year, so thank you, Dale Jr.
What year was kickball invented?
What year was kickball invented? Yeah. Oh my gosh, you know? Say 1956?
No.
Oh, okay.
I would say 1947 by the Americans after they won the war, maybe, or 1949. Let's go. Yeah.
Like, they're like, this is going to be more American than baseball.
Yep.
I'm going to say, 1920.
Ooh, very close. That's the closest. 1917. I mean, what do you think the thought process was? Like, baseball existed. They're like, hey, I got an idea.
I feel like people get really bored and they just want to do random stuff.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he's like a version of baseball for people who are a little less athletic.
Not everyone can be good with a bat.
No.
And if you're bad at baseball, you're probably going to end up playing kickball because you don't have to swing a bat. You can just kick something. And the ball's really big, so you can catch that too.
Yeah.
I just think, it was the guys and girls who were like, well, I can't really play baseball very good, so let's just kick this ball.
How do I get to first base?
So, are we talking metaphorically or in reality?
Kickball.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I'll say, first off, you got to Google what a French tickler is if we're talking about the other thing.
How do you get first base?
Yeah.
Hell, you can run out there if you want.
No, I mean, not kickball.
Oh, first? Oh.
You can't
usually it starts with a good dinner.
You want to bunt it to the third base, get the ball away from you, and you got to haul ass that way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, I wasn't talking about kickball.
Oh. You got to try really, really hard.
Bunt and run.
Oh, I didn't mean kickball.
Listen, you're still too young.
Don't trip and don't end up with your face going first.
I didn't mean kickball.
Oh, that's tough. That's a different program. Those are the different type of streets that you're talking about.
First base nowadays is probably really tough.
I think you got to do dinner first.
Got it.
And then, just see what happens.
So just be yourself and you'll get there.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's all you got to do, man. Just be yourself, Be nice, be confident, and you're probably guaranteed to get to first base.
Check out Dirty Mo Media.
Check out Dirty Mo Media on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.